Tyler came on the phone, said, "Boy, do you want to take me home?" Samson, he said, "Babe, you know I do. But there's things to be worked out. There's my ma who is without. She must be informed we are too." "Well, Delilah," says, "I have no grouse, and besides, I've seen your house and I like it. It is all my due respect. But to me you now must come. What's to do must now be done together so as to get the best effect." Well, Samson, he said, "Bye," and then looked me in the eye. He said, "Friend, I'm in need of counseling." I said, "Oh, Sam, you must not go." And he said, "But friend, how do you know?" I said, "I was on the extension listening in." He said, "Ah, yes, that is so, but your advice I must forego, for my love, she will not wait forevermore." And then with a parting glance, he shook hands, said, "Thanks, God bless you, friend," walked out of the door. Many months were then to pass before I was led to ask of a weary warrior from the south what news of battles won, of kings and queens undone. What secrets did keep within your mouth? He said, "It is not well, for many gods have fell, and many more are waiting yet to fall. And the sun will not long set before Elijah himself has met that most feared mortal of them all. For the one of whom I speak is now prisoner to the weak, as we are all prisoners to fate. Queen Delilah has decreed she cannot intercede in matters preferential to the state." Well, I was sore afraid, for the soldier had betrayed a vision of my one and only friend. And so I made all haste unto the city gates, thereby to put my torment at an end. Once inside the city walls and in the royal halls, I gazed upon the sea with disbelief. For there in that princely castle sat a rogue and a rascal, a vagabond, a liar and a thief. And I looked at each in turn, bade them all confer that Samson of Judea dwelt within. And they answered with a laugh and bid me follow aft to the arena where the show would soon begin. Well, the arena, it was bubbling, all the senators were juggling for a seat that would lend pleasure to their view. Then a mighty horn was sounded, and all outbound flights were grounded. The Delilah made her entrance dressed in blue. She cast aside her robes and the multitude arose, enraptured by the beauty of her skin. And they spent themselves a-grinning till Delilah, she stopped spinning, said, "Let Samson from the dungeon be brought in." "Oh, Sam, what has gone wrong?" He said, "Friend, it's a long, long story. Time is of the essence, it is true. But to cut the story short, young Delilah is a fraud. Yeah, her parents, they're both unmarried too." Then with a fearful cry, he looked blindly to the sky, bade the Lord one dying wish to grant. Then he whispered to my ear, "God, speak you quickly, far from here, for the coming of Jehovah is at hand." Then the sky was rent in twain, with great boulders did it rain, as I watched from off a hill in Galilee. And with tears in my eye, I bid that life bye-bye, walked away to eternity. So friends, remember this, when you're lost inside your bliss, a true love can be captured but never bought. So don't count your chickens before they're hatched, 'cause if the cock and hen ain't matched, all the pleasures of the roost come to naught.
All right.